Hi everybody, it's Teresa from Sojourn Retreat. It is the 30th of August 2023, and before I do my devotional, I just wanted to give you a quick heads up. We are doing so well on our renovation project. It is so exciting. I'm going to be posting some videos and photos a little bit later this week or early next week. And so I know that you're also going to forgive me for being a bit late this week. I really am trying to get the devotions out on a weekly basis, but it is incredibly hectic on the side, and I'm finding I don't have a lot of time to record. So please bear with me. But I know once you see the video, you're going to be so ecstatic and you'll be celebrating with me. I'm going to try and get back into the routine of getting them out weekly, but that will also just depend on how we go. But today I want to talk about a topic that is very dear to my heart. And in fact, I've spoken about it before in a previous devotion. It was titled Thriving versus Merely Surviving. And what made me revisit this topic is that wherever I go, I'm just seeing people stuck in a place where where nothing seems to flow. There's no abundance of life, there's low levels of productivity, limited blessings, and I think in general, there's just people's joy has been stolen from them. I also find they're very hopeless. But what further inspired me was that at college at the moment, we're working through a book, and for reference purposes, I'm going to tell you what it is. It's called Living Forward. And it's written by Michael Hyatt and Daniel Harkavy. And I just had such a light bulb moment when I read this book. And I wanted to share what I learned there because it's something that is so practical and yet so easy to apply in your life. And in fact, on the front of their book, they refer to this teaching, or at least the book content, as a proven plan to stop drifting and get to the life that you want. And so I believe that we all go through seasons where we find ourselves in that limbo state. I call it limbo. It's not a nice place to be. And the reason we go through that is it can be for any number of reasons. We might have gone through a trauma, or else we're facing challenging things or changes that challenge us. And then it seems to cripple us, and we end up in this limbo stage. And then it takes us a while to bounce back from that. The important thing, though, is that we mustn't stay in that state. Because if we stay there, we end up being hopeless. We start feeling this despair and even this depression. In Proverbs 13, verse 12, it says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick." And so it all boils down to not having any hope, not having something to work towards. And so, how do we get out of this space? I think the number one thing that we need to realize is that we need to have some idea of what our purpose is in life. I remember when I was a little bit younger, I had this drive to find out exactly what God's plan was for my heart and for my life. And if you look at the word, it gives us so many promises. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future." And in 3 John 2, we read, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." And so, on this discovery journey of mine, I wanted to know what my unique purpose and plan and destiny was for my life. And I studied it out. You know that I do this. But the conclusion that I came to is that as much as I've read books and come to read material, there's only one person that is able to help you know this for sure, and that is God. Because think about it, He created you, and who better to know the purpose that He has for you than the creator himself? If you ever were to buy an appliance or a product and you realize that you're not using it to its full potential, then it's the manufacturer that is able to give you the best insight to what you're able to do with that product. And so that is always our first port of call. However, in this book, I found such a beautiful way of looking at it. And in fact, it's quite practical, but what I like about it's an informal plan. But it helps you that if you intentionally work towards it and you make small daily adjustments, you can reach the goals, and then you automatically start moving forward and out of that horrible limbo state. And so the authors in this Living Forward, they describe it and they challenge the reader to take some time to analyze their lives and then to dream what legacy they'd like to leave behind. I want to give you a definition of what legacy is. It is a long-lasting impact of a particular event or action, or else that it says that took place in the past or in somebody else's life. And so a legacy really means that it's how people are going to remember you. How would you want to be remembered? I always refer to legacy as a footprint. And I know that you all know that we all leave a legacy, and that we are the author of that legacy. In fact, we are the main determinant in whether it's a good legacy, a big legacy, or whether it's a fleeting one. And so I've never thought to approach it the way that they do, but they actually look at it backwards. And what, like I said to you, it was just such a revelation for me. I love as well that it's not so highly structured, because the last thing that you want to do when you're in that low place, where you're in that limbo state, is to have to follow a difficult process where you've got to check boxes and try and stick to some sort of plan. I mean, half the time I couldn't even get out of bed when I was in that state. But I've started applying it in my life, and I can't believe the difference in just a couple of weeks. All it takes is for us to start moving in a direction, and then to take a couple of small, intentional, regular steps towards something. And that is when we start seeing change. There are so many quotes about this, and because this is a topic so close to my heart, I have a number of favorite ones, but listen to these two. The choices you make today design your future. And this one is similar. It says, your life is the result of the choices you made yesterday. And so let's step out and choose today to make better choices and better decisions so that we can work on that legacy that we want to leave behind. So let's give it a go. I'm going to talk you through one or two just so that you can see the concept. And then I'm going to urge you, if you can get this book, I'll just rephrase it at the end of the teaching. It's just been such an incredible help for me. Then I'm also going to urge you just to find some time after this devotional to just sit with God and start looking at the different spheres in your life, and then starting to work on what you want to be remembered by in those spheres. So when I talk about a sphere, I'm talking about it's going to look very different for each person. For instance, if you are a fitness freak and you are wanting to climb Kilimanjaro, and you want to be remembered as somebody that climbed Kilimanjaro, then yours is going to look very different to what a retired person's legacy, or at least sphere of influence would be. So let's look at a couple. So the first thing you need to do is just look at certain people in your life, or even certain areas in your life, and look at how you want to be remembered in that area. Let's hit it off. Number one, let's look at one where I would say, how do I want to be remembered by my friends? And so for me personally, I would love my friends to remember me as someone that was never too busy to invest in them, and also someone that didn't gossip. And so I can already see two things that I can purposefully start working on if I'm not already doing so. And then, or if I am doing something, to purposefully and intentionally schedule it into my day. But the two things that I would look at is that I would schedule time in my diary every week. It's a simple, simple thing, but just every week, schedule a little bit of time in my diary to connect with friends, which will then lead to that legacy where they will remember me as somebody that is not too busy to invest in their lives. The second thing would be that if it's a gossip thing, that I would make sure that I would remove myself from any gossip situation. And if you're bold enough to even just speak about it and say, listen, I'm not going to talk about this, let's rather pray about the person or pray for the person. And so as you start implementing those easy steps just consistently, you'll start realizing at a later stage that it has built this legacy for you. A second example would be, and I'm now taking it a little bit more practical, but I want to be remembered when it comes to my finances as somebody that was a good steward of my money, and secondly, somebody that was a giver, and particularly to the kingdom of God. And so if I look at those two things, I can immediately see that I am able to start looking at, perhaps especially for me, I don't know much about finances, so my first port of call would be to learn as much as I possibly can about stewardship, and that would be in the Bible, but also to maybe find some financial books that are going to help me to steward my money better. That would be the first one. But then the second one would be that I would start purposefully looking for places in the kingdom of God where I was able to give. And do you see that as you start consistently doing that, and it becomes a pattern in your life, it starts the building blocks for your legacy, so that when you go one day, the people will remember you exactly the way that you want them to. Can you see that this is an informal life plan? And so with that, you're able to get to a place where you start working towards something. And I guarantee you, as you start doing those simple, small things, you're going to see such a difference in your life, and you're going to be able to move out of that place of limbo. just some examples of different spheres. I'm going to just ask a couple of questions that you can see. How do you want your husband to remember you or your wife? How do you want your children to remember you? The family, your extended family. How do you want your co-workers to see you or remember you? How do you want your friends to remember you? How do you want to be remembered in the sphere of finances? Perhaps it's something else. Maybe it's a fitness thing. You want to be remembered as the one person that achieved a certain goal. And so there's a number of spheres, and they're going to be different for each one of you. But I urge you to just start doing this. It's going to make such a difference in your life. And I believe that it's going to bless you as much as it has blessed me. Have an awesome week, and I will be sending some progress photos soon. Just as a reference again, that book that I mentioned, it's called Living Forward. It is written by Michael Hyatt and Daniel Harkavy, and I really believe that it will bless you as much as it has me. We'll speak soon, and until next week, goodbye.